Mighty Issues updated Martin's Law Guidance, 24th June 2026, by Melanie Clark. In the countdown to the enforcement of Martin's Law in spring 2027, Mighty has issued a briefing to inform customers of progress with the upcoming legislation. In the countdown to the enforcement of Martin's Law in spring 2027, Mighty has issued a briefing to inform customers of progress. Officially known as the Terrorism Protection of Premises Act 2025, the legislation is aimed at keeping people safe in public spaces. Prepared and proportionate. The Act promotes preparedness and proportionate security. Reasonably practicable. The legislation includes differing requirements for standard tier venues with 200 to 799 people and enhanced tier venues with 800 plus people. Three key takeaways from the guidance include: there is no requirement for organizations to purchase additional security products or services to align with Martin's Law. The Act is intended to define processes in the event of a terrorist incident, not to predict the likelihood of an incident taking place. The focus is on procedures, awareness, and responses that are reasonably practicable. Rachel added, "We hope the briefing brings clarity for the many organizations wondering how to face into Martin's Law." Ultimately, counterterrorism preparedness is front and center. This aligns with Mighty's commitment to create better places and thriving communities, so we're keen to support the successful implementation of Martin's Law. To find out more, read Keeping People and Communities Safer with Martin's Law. If you have questions or would like to talk about what Martin's Law means for your organization, email Mighty's Director of Security Strategy, rachel.webb@mighty.com resource. Keeping People and Communities Safer with Martin's Law. In the countdown to the enforcement of Martin's Law in spring 2027, Mighty has issued a briefing to inform customers of progress. Stay up to date with the latest guidance on how to be compliant. Read latest guidance.